D9B. Mobile, monitor. D9B, KP4CPA. What you up to? Hauling this overweight trailer back to the office. It is full of air. So I gotta get back to the office. I'm done for the day. What are you up to, Dave?
I just had a nice friendly game of tennis, and I'm sitting in my driveway now, and my sister's gonna be here in probably about an hour, or 30 minutes to an hour, but anyway, she's gonna visit with us for a few days. But, I guess I have to get, cleaned up for her before she gets here.
You need to get in there and get going on the house and everything tidied up. You go in there and crack the whip. She ain't gonna take none of that from her brother.
And you're looking at a beautiful lawn that I just mowed, Saturday, and, I vacuumed the whole house yesterday. Even the little crevices and everything. I pulled furniture out. I mean, I did the spring cleaning vacuum in the fall. So, all I gotta do is, just jump in the shower and, real quick and I'll be ready.
All that cleaning and everything. You cleaned the house for me. What a good brother. That's good of you to do that. But everybody loves a clean house anyway, right? But,
my grandson actually asked me yesterday. He says, Steph, you think I can go out weed eat today? I said, sure you can. He says, he goes out there outside. About that time, he comes back in and says, it's starting to rain. I can't weed eat. Oh, well, darn it.
Well, I tell you, my mower, it's a self-propelled Honda, and it's got a bagger on it, and I can cut grass that's soaking wet, and it just picks it right up, no clogs, nothing. It's amazing, I tell you. It could have just finished pouring down rain for an hour, and I can go out there and cut it as soon as it stops. I'm not going to cut grass in the rain, but I don't want to get the mower wet. I don't care about me, but the mower doesn't need to get wet. So anyway,
grass gets wet, and then you mow the grass, and it sticks to the mower deck underneath, and next thing you know, your mower deck's rusted out. So I tried to mow it if it was wet. If it is, I'm going to we gotta wash under there real good, get all the grass out. Otherwise, it'll stick to it like glue. I made a mistake one day this season of mowing the grass. I guess it was a little wet, and got on the side of my truck, and I didn't move my truck for like 3 or 4 days, and it dried on there. It was like glued on. The pressure washer wouldn't take it off. I had to go there and hand wash it to get all that grass off.
Or CBA. That's when you get the hammer and chisel out.
I'm disappointed anyway. I've already got the hammer and chisel out. I backed into my boat trailer trying to hook up the other day and put a little dimple in the bumper. It was immaculate. I keep my truck nice. Well, Patrick managed to say otherwise. It's a little dirty on the inside, but it's don't have any scratches or dents or dings or anything on the outside. Up until I put that little dimple in the bumper.
You gotta hate that, especially if it's your first one. I bought this 4Runner new in 23, and that laid back into me at Publix, so about $3,500 worth of backing, and insurance company decided we would fix our own vehicle. She just got off with a little scratch. I don't even know if she got hers fixed, but of course I wasn't going to drive around with a broken tire. tail light and the whole back panel crushed in. I swear. Anyway, so, and then I had something fly up off the road and hit it, and it dug in all the way to the metal. So I'm going to take it to these guys. There's a group of guys that go to the dealerships, and they fix scratches and little dents and stuff. And so, you know, I just take my car to one of them, and they do an outstanding job. And a little touch up like that.
Thought about doing that with my truck, NC, 9V for ID there. See if they can take that little dimple out of the bumper, or maybe I just go out and give them a real nice ranch hand, heavy steel bumpers. You know, that way next time somebody does bump into me a little bit, it's not going to hurt my truck at all. Mash up the whole front of their car. Yeah, I need something like that. This will be on the back. So I'll leave my tail by his trailer hitch on the back anyway. Gives me a little protection back there. Also causes a little bit of problems too, I guess.
One thing I noticed when we were in New York is they had these big black rubber things hanging out of the trunk, and you know, they went on down and covered the bumper, and I was trying to figure out what the heck, and then I realized that, you know, they're driving their car in New York, which is not a good idea, and so when they park, you know, people are backing into you all the time, and so that's what that rubber thing's for, is to protect your rear bumper, and I'm just like, golly. But I saw, it was interesting. I used to work on Mazdas, and a Mazda dealership here in Greenville. It was John Finger when I was working there. And I saw a lot of Mazda 3s up there, a lot of them. So, but anyway, that was just a little interesting tidbit there. Well, I guess I better jump out of here or pull this thing in the garage and jump out of here. My wife will be coming out here in a minute and say, you know, what are you doing? I'm turning on the radio, okay? You know.
The wife will go to the grocery store. Like, you're not going? It's aggravating people in there. But go on and get inside before you get the wife catches you in the car. Dave, good talking to you. Have a great day. NC9B, sir, on yours.
All right, well, you enjoy this beautiful day. It's nice and a little breeze, and I'll actually I'm going to play some more tennis tonight, but anyway, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. NC9B, KB4CBA, clear.